Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via my show page, those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you, guys, for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in. And once you listen in live, then you can press number one. That'll alert me that you want to be on the show, and I will put you live on the air, and you can give your comments or opinions. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right, guys, right now it's 76 degrees in the ATL with sunny skies. We're looking at a high today of 87, low tonight of 68. Tomorrow, storms, high 87, low 69. Wednesday, straight sunshine, high 85, low 68. Thursday, partly sunny, high 84, low 68. So we're looking like we're starting to bear down from the 90s and get into the 80s as we head into the fall season here in the ATL. I think that's a good thing, right? It was starting to get out of these high temperatures and into the more manageable stuff. I still think you guys should get out there and grill as much as you can. Get your grills going, get that meat on the grill, and do your thing. Do your thing. I did my thing on yesterday, and it was delicious, I must say. Right? It was delicious. And at least that's what my eaters thought. Okay? I had my daughters had some friends over, and I cooked on the grill again, and they enjoyed it. Today's word of the day is flippant. Flippant. F-L-I-P-P-A-N-T. Flippant is an adjective, and it means lacking proper respect or seriousness. Wow. Flippant. And again, guys, I don't come up with these words. They're given to me on a daily basis. They're sent to me on a daily basis through Merriam-Webster's dictionary. And this actually is going to run a straight parallel to our show today. Let's see, respect or seriousness. So flippant means lacking proper respect or seriousness. And the reason I say it grabs right along with our show today, because today's episode is entitled Colin Kaepernick, the professional football player, okay, the quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. Stand or don't stand? Do you agree? Do you agree with his decision to stand or not stand for the national anthem? And if you think about it, this word I just gave you, the word of the day, flippant, means lacking proper respect or seriousness. Now, do you think he's lacking proper respect? You know, or do you think he's serious? So that's what we're going to get into today. We're going to discuss issues around not standing for the national anthem by the pro quarterback. Now, before I get into the show, There's a caller right now on the line from the 609 area code. The first three digits are 599. And they'd like to give their comments or opinion. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where you calling from?
Good morning, Frank Williams. This is Norman Hardaway. It was good to see you at the alumni picnic. Wish I could have hung out with you more, but, you know, we just popped in and popped out, you know. But, like I said, it was good to see you and Laura and the few other people that I did see or could recognize, because, man, it was amazing that I really didn't know nobody, you know, by sight, except for you and Laura. Boy, 30 years, 40 years, boy, it does a lot. Because they probably said, you know, that nigga know. I mean, I'm sorry. That person, you know, they was like, you don't know who I am? No, I really don't. You know, but every time I go to a reunion, I get the same thing. When I went to the 20th our class reunion, you know, because I came out of 81. When I went to the 20th, they were saying the same thing. They was like, "You don't know who I am?" Nope, I sure don't.
Did they refresh your memory, huh?
Not at all. Some of them did, not a lot of them, man. I mean, really, boy, they have changed. Jesus Christ. I've been away from the ATL too long because I really didn't know. I mean, I felt like I was, no disrespect, but I felt like I was a white person going into the ghetto. But
hey, boy. Boy, you wild, boy. Hey, tell me something. I know you saw the title of the show, but how do you have a thought or opinion about what Kaepernick doing? I know tonight they play tonight, and I'm sure they gonna get into it tonight about him standing or not standing for the national anthem. What do you think about it?
Well, I did serve this country 8 years in the United States Coast Guard, and we were brought up in our era in going to school, elementary school, high school, this, that, and other. Well, especially elementary school. I really don't remember high school because I wasn't there that much. But anyway, elementary school, we stood and said the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, I think he is totally disrespectful of the United States of America, and, something should be done about it. It won't be because, it's also in the Constitution that you got the freedom of speech and this, that, and other, but, it's just, I just don't agree with it.
Okay, so tell me something else. Do you agree with them taking out the Pledge of Allegiance in schools? What do you think that's? You think that's what you think about that as far as respect or disrespect?
To tell you the truth, Frank, I would have to say that I don't see what's wrong with pledging your allegiance to your country, especially as young people, children. It's a matter of learning what to respect. And what you should respect, and it's all in I just think it's our duty to our country, and you have to start at a young age in teaching people young people what they're supposed to do and what they're not supposed to do, and that's what's wrong with this country now. Is that nobody has respect for anything. All they respect is the mighty dollar. And if you push the mighty dollar, that's all they're going to respect from 5 till 55,
Right. So how do you think that the Pledge of Allegiance got taken out of the schools? Who was the people behind taking the Pledge of Allegiance out of schools?
Probably the same people that because we just passed the anniversary of 9/11. Shows you that that's what starts it. You give people an in. Or an out, whatever way you want to look at it, and that's what caused this dissension, because, we all need to be on the same page, and we all have our own thoughts and ideas, but when you do not, something as sacred as the Pledge of Allegiance is, that's one of the people lost their lives. I mean, yes, we are black people. Some of us are black people, and of course, you know the story about that. But we know part of the story because you never get you never get whatever's written on paper is not what really happened. So So we'll never know what really happened because we weren't there. So, but it's just a form of respect. And I just, you know, I just don't agree with it. And, you know, people, you know, young people and especially children, they got to carry on the ways of this country. And, you know, they just showing that, you know, I feel, you know, I'm really, when we become, if we reach the age of 90 or you know, even in our 70s, you know, this country is going to be, you know, it's going to be scary to see, really. I'm not really looking forward to it because the way the country is going now, it's getting out of hand. You know, that's just my feeling.
Right. Well, I appreciate you putting your input in here hard. I appreciate you listening to the show, bud. And, hey, tell Tracy we said hello and continue to listen, man. Y'all be safe up there.
Okay, you do the same.
All right. So, again, I appreciate the caller's call and thank you for tuning in to the show. Now I have another caller from the, well, I thought I did. Looks like they changed their mind about being on the show. Anyway, again, today's show is entitled Colin Kaepernick, Stand or Don't Stand. Do you agree? Now, again, I appreciate the caller's call and me and Hardaway go back a long way. He told you we went to high school together. We also went to college together. We had some great times together. For me, again, I just think that the media has pushed this situation into a whole different arena. We pushed it from, you know, it's not about him standing or not standing for the singing of the national anthem or whatever. That's just his way of getting people to look his way, get our eyes on him. He figured that this is how he can get people to listen to what he wants to say. You know, Colin Kaepernick hadn't always not stood for the national anthem. He only started that a few weeks ago because he's upset because of the racial injustice that's going on in the United States, the police shootings and just the way that people of color are treated in the United States. Now, it's, you know, it's not about standing or not standing for the flag, okay? And, I understand veterans thinking about the flag and stuff like that, people that fought in the war, fought in Vietnam, fought in Iraq, fought in Afghanistan, whatever, okay? But that's not what it's about. And, you know, if it was about that, I'd say, yeah, he's disrespecting the flag. Okay, I'd say, yes, he's disrespecting the flag. But that is not, and you know, my caller said it best. We don't know what happened. All we know is what was written. And what was written can definitely be can definitely be not what happened. Okay? That's just how people want us to think what happened. Okay? That's their way of saying this is how it happened in their own words. It's probably not how it happened. I'd say myself, this is just my opinion now, I'd say myself that is not how it happened. There may be some things true about how it happened, but I guarantee you most of it is not how it happened. Not how it happened. Okay, I do have a caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 922. Caller, you're live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this and where you calling from?
Hi, this is Laura. I'm calling from Lithia Springs. I wanted to give a shout out to your first caller. Tell him that it was great seeing him. I'm not sure if he's still listening, but tell him I kind of felt the same way. It was kind of scary seeing those folks calling your name out and you not knowing who in the world it is, but, you know, it's all good. But regarding your topic, I think that Kaepernick's refusal to stand or whatever, it's really bringing light to the song itself. And if we do our research on the song, I mean, the song has only been a national anthem for about 100 years, not like when the United States was founded, that was our national anthem. But if you do research on the song itself, the song is a divisive song. I mean, we only sing the first verse, but if you do research on it, the third verse of the song is a divisive song. And your caller said it best, in America, it's all about the dollar. So that's the song needs to be about, I'll do whatever to get a dollar. I will enslave people. I will kill people. I will discriminate against women and whatever I need to do to get a dollar. That's what America's anthem needs to be, because that's what they do. So, I mean, in my opinion, you know, he has freedom of speech in a nonverbal way. He don't have to stand for that if he don't want to. But they're missing the big picture is he's really trying to bring, I don't know if you said this because I got cut off, but he's bringing attention to a bigger thing, not just that song, you know, standing for a song, but just the way people in America who we're supposed to be, you know, so proud to be here, how they're being treated. I mean, but, you know, right now it's all we have. We have the anthem. So, yeah, we are glad to be here. It is the best country in the world as far as we know. Hey, we could be brainwashed about that as well. But, you know, it's all we know. Like you said, the kids are taught to pledge the flag. That's all they know. So, you know, I feel like it's not that big of a deal. He can stand or he can not stand. You got people burning the flag. I mean, they don't lock them up. That's the most disrespectful thing in the world to me. To have people going around burning flags, but they do that, and you know, nobody makes that big of a deal of it. So that's all I want to say.
Well, I appreciate, I appreciate your call, Laura, and if you could continue to listen to the show, I may bring you back on the show in just a minute. I have another caller from the 678 area code. The first three digits are 698. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where you calling from?
Hey, this is Smokey Washington, Frank.
What's up, Smokey?
I can't call it, man.
Why you didn't make it to the reunion, man? I was looking for you, man.
Oh, man, I got called. I was out of town, man. I didn't get a chance to make it, you know, but I will make the next one for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, man, but about your topic, I mean, of course, you know, everybody has their right to protest or whatever if you don't agree with something, and he's not doing it violently, so it's really no big deal to me. You know, if you want to stand, you can. If you don't, you don't. But I'm thinking back when that song came out, were we in slavery?
No.
Okay, we wasn't enslaved, but we were still being mistreated big time.
Sure.
You understand?
Yeah, for sure.
And so the freedom that we were supposed to have had, we really didn't have it. And I don't think that, especially any black person who don't want to stand for it, and with the way things are still going today, it should be understandable. And it seems to me a lot of white people want to push away the fact of how we are still being treated in America and want to have a problem with us standing up for or not standing up for certain things, you know. But it's really a crazy issue to me. It's so many more important things going on than if somebody want to stand for a flag or not. Everybody has that right.
Right, and that's what I was saying. Him not standing for the flag is not the deal. Him not standing for the flag is his way of drawing attention to what he wants to talk about, where he feeling is really the issue, which is racial profiling and the way that people of color are being treated in the United States. That's where his message is, and the way to get people to look at his message is for him to not stand for the national anthem. That's what it's about, you know, and the media is pushing it toward the flag, but it's not about the flag. That's just his way of getting us to listen to what he has to say. He got a big platform to do it, okay, and he drawing national attention. So that's what the deal is, Smokey. It's not about the flag. I know we talked about that, but you know, again, that's not his issue. Go ahead.
Yeah, and the powers that be don't really want to face the reality of what's going on, because if they face it, then they will have to admit the unjust treatment that we are still getting. So that's why they want to divert it to something else so that your mind won't be on the real issue at hand.
Right. Right. That's right. And so that's how they want to push it. They want to push it toward the flag, and that's not what it's about. Now, like I said, when we were growing up and coming through school, you know, we had to stand and do the pledge every day. Stand, face the flag, do the pledge every day. Now, you know, it's all taken out of the schools. So what's, you know, I feel bad about that, having the Pledge of Allegiance taken out of the schools. And, I don't know how you feel about that, but, you know, I feel like that was a bad idea.
Yeah, and the kids these days need to be educated on the meaning of a whole lot of things that they're not educated on. Just say, do something, do this, do that. And they really don't have a educated choice in what decisions they make as they grow up. You know, because when we was growing up, all we know is, hey, you got to stand for the flag. He really didn't understand the true meaning of what was going on.
Right. And you didn't even, you know, at least me, I didn't know what the flag stood for. I knew that it was the United States of America flag, but I didn't know what the flag really stood for. We didn't know the history behind the flag, just like we didn't know the history behind the Confederate flag. But, you know, we saw it, but we knew the Confederate flag was bad news. But we didn't know. But we didn't know why it was bad news, okay? So, you know, to say stand or don't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance or the standing salute the flag, I think it may be disrespect, but I think also that, you know, they missing what this guy, you know, is trying to get us to see.
Talk show with probably got a radio show.
Yeah. But hey, Smoke, I appreciate your call, man. Keep listening to the show.
Oh, you know I will.
All right, but and give me a call, man. Let's get together soon.
Oh, we got to.
All right, all right. So, again, you know, I'm thanking all my listeners for sure for calling into the show and giving your opinion. And I appreciate that. I love to hear other people's opinions. That's why I encourage everyone to call into the show and give me your opinion or your comment. 818-301-5834. Now, we have a few more minutes in the show. And, you know, I just have to mention that, and I'm going on a different subject now, But the Atlanta Falcons, I'm gonna say this, and I'll really be through with it. But for us to have as big a city as we have, one of the biggest cities in the whole world, the great fan base that we have, and the great fans that we have, to have a team like what we have is really, that's disrespect to the fans. That's disrespect to us. You know, you put a product on the field and we think that the team's going to be better than they were last year. But we're not better than we were last year. We're actually worse than we were last year, I think. And to come into your first game at home and lose, that's disrespect to your fans. Why should we come to the games? Why should we come to the games and see this losing team? You know, the fans should go back to where it was when the Falcons were horrible back in the day. Say 20, 25 years ago, when they had the old Atlanta Fulton County Stadium down there where Hank Aaron hit his home runs and the Falcons used to play outdoors right there. Man, that's how the fans should treat this team right now. That should be maybe 17, 18 people in the stands. You know, you charge all this money for you to get into the game. You charge this, you know, you pay... Let's say you're sitting all the way up in the sky. You're paying $40, $50 to sit up there. And then you got to pay $20 to park if you go downtown and you want to park and tailgate or whatever. And then you come into the game and you pay, you know, $5, $6 for a hot dog, $4, $5 for a soda. Man, you come into the game, you got to spend at least $100. That's you, one person, going to that game, spending $100 to see a sorry second-rate team. Yeah, and these guys are professionals. And you can't continue to put this product on the field? Man, it's horrible. It's gut-wrenching to me. You know, because you supposed to have a professional team, and our team in a big city like Atlanta, we can pay people. But we continue to give people money who don't deserve the money. And then you go out there and put a product on the field like that. Man, get out of town. Then we building another $1 billion dome right next to this dome, which there's nothing wrong with this dome. Keep that sorry ass team in that dome. You know, this just ridiculous the way that the Atlanta Falcons play every week. And we look at it and we say, people come to Atlanta, it don't matter who they are, they got a chance to win. They say they think they're going to win when they come in here. And why is that? Because we have a second-rate team. We got one of the weakest quarterbacks in the league. And we got one of the best receivers in the league, but they don't even use him. I don't know what the answer is, but I know it's not what they have right now. I can say this right now from what I saw yesterday. We're not going to the playoffs. Okay, let's go backwards. We're not going to the Super Bowl. We're not going to the championship game. We're not going to the playoffs. And that's all I have to say about that. Hey, guys, join me tomorrow. Same time, same place. I'll be back in about 23 and a half hours. Hey, guys, take care of yourselves. I'll see you on tomorrow. Hey, I'm going to have a great show tomorrow, so don't miss it. What they say, don't miss it. Be there. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys, and I'll see you tomorrow. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. Mm-hmm.